Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Fearing God for nothing? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for naught?" Job 1:9. Satan's challenge brings up an important question. Why should a person serve God? His question suggests that Job had no real love for God. His righteous behavior was motivated purely by a desire to receive material blessings. Job's friend Eliphaz apparently had precisely the outlook on life that Satan wrongly accused Job of. Eliphaz believed God took no pleasure in human righteousness. He believed a person should serve God purely out of self-interest, a desire that God would reward him with material prosperity. God has created the world such that wrongful behavior normally leads to unpleasant consequences, while upright behavior normally brings good results. However, Eliphaz was fundamentally wrong. God did take pleasure in Job's righteousness. Death and suffering are results of sin. The first people God created rebelled against him and brought death and suffering into the world. However, suffering is not necessarily occasioned by a specific sin in the life of the sufferer, as Eliphaz and his two friends seem to believe. A person who truly loves God will serve him in good times and bad times. In this sin-cursed world, sometimes wicked people prosper and righteous people suffer. But Job recognized that perfect justice awaits the day when the Creator returns to earth. This is probably the reason Job maintained his faith even when God allowed Satan to take everything, including his children and his health. Job often spoke rashly from his pain, yet his declaration of faith in God is a wonderful example for all believers. "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him."
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.